Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. The revelations and grace of God can surprise us in ways we least expect. Realizing who Jesus is and what to do about it often happens in ways we least expect. Once upon a time, a father informed his son, before he departed for his first year of college, that if he did well and lived up to his father's standards, he would buy him a new car that summer. At the end of the first semester, his son came home, not just with good grades, but also with long hair and a beard. The father was distraught. He reminded his son of their agreement, but he also assured his son that if he kept the beard and long hair, he would never get a new car. After their talk, the father was confident that his son would shave and get a haircut. When summer arrived and the son returned home for the second time, the beard and long hair were even more conspicuous. Incensed, the father asked him why he had not shaved. The son replied, "Dad, while I was in college, I learned about a man you greatly admire and respect and even love. His name was Jesus, and he had long hair and a beard." "Yes, he did," responded the father, "and he walked everywhere he went." The son in this story will not get that new car, but he can walk with the very Jesus who invites him to do so. That son was influenced by the witness of his dad and noticed that his dad admired, respected, and even loved Jesus. The way we act and talk witnesses to others. Do we respect, admire, and even love Jesus? Following Jesus had a beginning, and we hear it in today's gospel. John the Baptist saw the Spirit of God descend upon Jesus, and he was so moved that he proclaimed the identity of Jesus. Some trusted John's proclamation and followed Jesus. But we do not always trust what others have to say, especially nowadays when we can fall victim to scams and use terms like fake news. So trusting others can be a challenge. One of the first visceral experiences I had of trust was when I was in high school. Our teacher had us take turns being blindfolded and led around the classroom. My partner led me blindfolded outside the classroom, down the hall, and onto the football field. Initially, I was afraid I would get hurt bumping into things. But I did not bump into things, so I began trusting my partner with blind faith. Life sometimes asks blind faith of us. We can get thrown off center by emotional, mental or physical pain, or a shocking development. We can feel darkness. John the Baptist gives a name for some of our darkness, calling it sin. John announced that Jesus, the Lamb of God, would take away the sin of the world. But what can that sin be that John describes in the singular? We might consider it as a pervasive self-centeredness, a brokenness that affects us in such a way we not only limit or hurt ourselves, but hurt others. So when John was inspired to say, "Look, here is the Lamb of God," John pointed to Jesus as our Savior, and at the same time acknowledged he was not. His disciples heard the difference, followed after Jesus, and asked their questions. We sit here today because they decided to follow Jesus. Our decisions affect us and others. What college shall I go to? We have just gotten married. When shall we have kids? Shall I have that surgery? Is it time to retire? Is it time to ask for help? We have to make decisions. The followers of John the Baptist were faced with a significant decision, and we are too. We are asked the same question. Shall we join the Jesus movement? Two in the story said yes. They wanted to know how Jesus is the Savior. Their decision changed everything for them. Some decisions can change everything for us. Once upon a time, Betty was heading up a major company. She is interviewed by a local TV station. The interviewer turns and asks, "What is the secret of success?" Betty replies, two words. "And they are," the interviewer pressed. "Right decisions," Betty said confidently. The interviewer thinks for a moment and follows up with another question. "But how do you make right decisions?" Betty replies, one word. "And that word is," asks the interviewer. "Experience," says Betty. "And how do you get experience?" asks the interviewer. Betty replies, two words. "And they are," asks the interviewer. "Simple," Betty says, "wrong decisions." Yep, we make right and wrong decisions. We make simple decisions every day. Even when we try and put off a decision, we are still making a decision. Delay always means that we are not doing something. Some of these decisions are very trivial. Which cereal shall I have this morning? Some decisions are life-changing. Shall I take that job out of state? Some decisions feel like they are in the middle. Shall I start to read a new book? In the gospel today, We are invited to decide, along with the disciples, to make the most important decision, to follow Jesus. But why do we need to make that decision? Aren't we all already baptized in Jesus? And you might also say, I am doing the best I can every day. I will think about Jesus on Sundays. And besides, God knows how much I have on my plate. God knows how my health has affected me. God knows how anxious I feel about upcoming situations. Well, actually, yes, God knows it all. And God is not sitting on the sidelines as a cheerleader only. God wonders how you really want to go forward through it all. When you pray, do you really want help, or are you just venting? There is a way forward. There is an answer. And we saw the beginning of a new way of life in the gospel today. The curiosity of two people asked Jesus a basic question, "Where are you staying?" And Jesus replied, "Come and see." So they go. And they hang out with Jesus for the whole day and are transformed. Wow. They hung out with Jesus, spent time with Jesus, and were transformed. Is that the way? Yes. Spending time in prayer, hanging out with Jesus, is about transformation. It is to become what our mission statement asks of us, to share the light of Christ in the world. All the scriptures today have some golden nuggets for us to chew on. In the first reading, we heard, listen, pay attention. In our psalm response, we heard, sing a new song when you are in the pit. In the epistle reading, we heard, Jesus will strengthen you to the end. It is time to decide and believe that the Spirit of Jesus Christ is very much alive and available. Jesus knows the depths into which we dare not go and the heights we fear to climb. Jesus carries our burdens, our ego-centeredness, and transforms it all. Go ahead and ask when you need to make a decision, what would Jesus do? Jesus says to each of us today, come and see. Spend time with me and sing a new song in your heart, and the grace of God will surprise you in ways you least expect. Amen.